goes along to the lakes. And she's come along to share her story with you today, which is very special for us. Now, Christina, just tell me a couple of things about yourself.
I'm married to Matt, if anyone hasn't seen him today.
Seen Matt. He was here Wednesday, I think I saw him.
Yeah, he was here Wednesday. Yep. And I've got six children.
Yep. Six children. Yep. Okay, busy lady. Okay, but before all that, first concert you ever went to?
Late 70s, and that was Sherbet.
Sherbet!
Dale Braithwaite, how's that?
Okay. Yep. First album you ever bought?
I don't recall ever buying my first album, a bit like what Darren Bock said, didn't have the money, but I do remember my dad coming home with ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, and that was,
Oh, that was pretty cool. Mm. Okay. Excuse me. I better. It's my timer, I'm sorry, gone crazy. That's all right, we won't worry about the time.
Yep.
Let's keep talking. Now, Christina and I were catching up, and we were really bonding over something we have in common that was kind of fun. We both went to boarding school. And Christina, you travelled all the way from New Guinea.
Yeah.
I travelled from out of Darwin, and we both had to go to boarding school in New South Wales.
That's right.
Yeah, and it was a bit some shared experiences. Remember some of the rituals. Remember Sunday morning, don't we?
Yeah, we actually both went to chapel.
We had to go to church every Sunday morning.
We had to dress up in our school uniform. Mine was a kilt and tie.
Yep.
And Hayley, you said you wore...
Yeah, I was blazer, hat, gloves, even in February. And we walk in lines of two.
That's right.
It was all right for you in Armidale, but I was in Bronte. And we walked down the street in our two lines with our hat and gloves and blazer, and people were washing their cars in bikinis. It's fairly bizarre. Yeah. But there were some other rituals we had. Yeah, another important ritual on Sunday, quite spiritual. Sorry about this. We'll get rid of my phone. Another very important ritual, Sunday night, boarding schools all over Australia, I think. Early dinner
early
on Sunday nights.
Yeah,
what
dinner.
Time is your dinner?
I think 5 o'clock.
Yeah, 5 o'clock, 5:30. Yeah, because there was a very important thing after that, wasn't there? 6 o'clock?
Countdown!
Most important time of the week. We'd
absolutely
all cram into a little common room. Tiny
bean
little
bags.
TV.
We had bean bags too.
Yeah, so we always used to watch that every week. Yeah, and I think that's where our musical knowledge comes from, isn't it? Yeah, know a lot about Molly Meldrum. Okay. But I guess, actually, when we're talking about your Christian journey, we actually start in boarding school, don't we?
We do. I didn't come from a Christian family, and but it was thanks to a beautiful godmother who would send up to New Guinea picture books from Bible stories. And we didn't have TV, and so we were all good readers, my siblings, and they are really, you know, memories that I recall of those picture books, and that's where I learned about Jesus. And when I was 10, I remember receiving my first Bible, you know, in a box, and I think it stayed in that box until further down my journey because I wanted to treasure it.
It was your first taste of Christianity.
Yeah,
first taste. And then you went along to boarding school.
And then I went to boarding school, and I'm actually the fourth out of six, and I was a bit of a rebel, and I was the first one to be sent to boarding school, and easily led astray, and I suppose that more independent middle child. Yeah, but I was incredibly lonely, Hayley. I really missed my family, and never really fitted into boarding school. I wasn't a ringleader, and I was happy to be on my own, but it was a real gap missing in my life. And it wasn't until in year 12, I can't remember, it must have been when the outside people in the church were allowed to, in year 12, it was open to us if we wanted to join a Bible study group. And
came into the church?
They came from outside of Armidale, and the minister actually from the church there, from the school. He lived on the premises. Yeah. And I actually went and lived with them in the last... During my HSC, they asked if I'd like to move in with them from the boarding school. Yeah. Nice.
And what did you learn in Bible study? What was it?
You know, Hayley, it really opens up a can of worms when you start thinking about your past. And, you know, when you're an adolescent and you're 18 and you're trying to please your parents, you're trying to do really well at boarding school because it costs a lot of money, and God just wanted me. I didn't have to do anything or be anything or be better than my peers or be part of their group. It was just come as you are. And
so you felt really accepted?
Really accepted by them.
And by God.
And by God.
Okay.
Yeah.
So School came to an end, though.
School came to an end, and I was out of Armidale. It was 6 years there, and farewell, and I'm never coming back. But I did. I went back there for Teachers College, and that's where God wanted me to go. And I that Bible verse, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. I didn't see it then of why he wanted me to go there and for that purpose, and that was to build me up in get to read the Bible.
So in those years you were going along to church?
Yep, and going to church, getting into meeting people on the Teachers College campus, the university campus, mm-hmm. and it was a great time in my life. I went home and I told all my three brothers and two sisters about Jesus, and they've all accepted him or gone on a different walk of life. But I was so excited to hear about what God had done for me, and I wanted my brothers and sisters to know that as well. Yeah.
Okay. Then you left uni.
And then I left uni, and that was a part of my life that I'm not don't really like to share, because I did fall away. I went that time of the 80s, there wasn't actually any teaching positions available, even to go in the country, and I went overseas for 4 years, and I lived in London, and I travelled. I even hitchhiked from New Orleans across to the west coast of California, right up to Canada.
Was that Route 66 almost, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I didn't do it on my own, but, yeah, met lots of Americans, a great way to meet people. Wouldn't advise my kids to do it because I did have some scary things, but I know that God was looking after me at those times when he was there with me, but I didn't know it. Mm. And, yeah, just did lots of travelling and backpacking.
Okay. But not spending a lot of time with Christians or
not
thinking,
at all.
Thinking about God
really
in that
time. I really prayed for it. And when I first went over as a nanny, I looked for a church. I'd walk in streets and nothing came to me.
Okay.
And I think, why God? Yeah. Why didn't those doors open to me?
Yeah, so you didn't really know where to go.
I didn't know where to
go. But you came back to Australia.
But I came back, and a lot of people I'd met from the UK were Australians, and they lived in Sydney, and that's where I did my training in New South Wales. It'd be easy to get a teaching job back in. So I came to Sydney, and that's where I met Matt, actually. And you can see from his personality, he was charming and he was good-looking, but one thing I was looking for in a man was someone who knew God. And he did. Mm-hmm. He believed in God. He was a Catholic, came from a Catholic background. I didn't experience that. But he went to church regularly, and that was good enough for me then. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where to go. I wanted to... Matt was there. And lean on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Mm-hmm. And God. And I married Matt. And we were going to a Catholic church there, which was good. I enjoyed that, but it wasn't until we moved up here on the coast that if you were Catholic, you just went to a Catholic church. It didn't matter what it was like. Mm-hmm. And I persevered with that, and I was beginning to struggle in my walk with God because I'd experienced what university walking with God was like. Mm. And I lived with... where we live on Brush Road, it's acreage. You don't know people. And it was really hard to meet. I didn't know I'm moving up on the Central Coast, and many of you here know Margaret Crowther, and for the first time she met me, she invited me to WOW. And that's Women on Wednesdays, it's a women's Bible study group, and that was just, I was waiting, Hayley, for someone to open that door for me.
You said that was just what you needed.
Yeah.
Because you believed you were Christian, but you wanted to know more.
Yeah.
You wanted it to be a bigger part of your life, you just didn't know where to go, and then Margaret... Mm. Asked you along.
She asked me. And so I went to WOW for 4 years, didn't come to the church here, and growing and getting back into God's word, and what I'd learned at uni was coming back to me. And about after 4 years, Matt and I started to actually struggle in our marriage, and things were not going well. And we had our own difficulties. And we had another Brush Road party, and John Beeman moved on to our road, and Matt met.
So John goes along to our
he comes
church
to church
as well.
Here, and Matt met John, and the conversation that Matt had with John was that assurance that God was in control of his life, but Matt wasn't in control of his, and he wanted what John had, and he said, I want to go to a men's Bible study group, and it was like, quick, before he changes his mind. And, you know, the women at WOW had been praying with me for Matt for 4 years. It was a journey that I've, again, don't lean on your own understanding. God, it was part of God's journey for both Matt and I. And when Matt went to the men's Bible study group for 6 months, and then we left the church and came here, and there was no judgment for what we'd done in our lives. There was love. We were welcoming, and people just being so like Jesus. And it's, as you can see, we just want to give all that we can now for what God's done in our life.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you, we're talking about the song Amazing Grace today. So I'm going to ask you, has that become your song?
Absolutely, Hayley. Yeah. I was lost, and I don't deserve what God's done for me. And even that time when I went travelling and I came back, and so I went back and visited the minister, and he said, Christina, God's always with you. And it's a bit like the prodigal son, when, you know, God welcomes your arms back. He's always there.
Because it's not really about your lifestyle, it's really about a relationship.
Yeah.
So that relationship with God had never ended, even though it had been a bit one-sided for a while.
Definitely.
God still loved you.
Yeah, and he died on that cross, and he washes those sins away, Hayley.
And that's forever.
Thanks to him.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Christina. Thank you. It may be that you've heard about Simply Christianity through the week or today. Can I just encourage you that it is great if you've been thinking about God? Maybe it was part of your life when you were younger. Maybe you went to Sunday school or youth group or something, and you've been away. Just consider coming back to something like Simply Christianity, because that's where you're just going to get a chance to read the Bible again with some help along the way. And for you, that was just to come back into a group like that was the turning point, wasn't it? So think about that. There are feedback slips. If you're interested in doing Simply Christianity, there is a box to tick. Otherwise, we would still love to get your feedback. This has been the last morning. We're going to ask everybody to get one of those slips out and a pen now. And we just really love everybody to write some information down. If you'd like us to get back to you about other events, about Simply Christianity, or about anything else, please give us some details, an email address, a phone number, so that we can follow you up. That would be wonderful. Okay, so I'm going to give you some time to do that now. Okay, thanks everyone.
Thanks.